Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Idyos, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Idyos is a very interesting Masechta. Maybe you remember from Masechtes Brachas there was a story, which we won't get into now, but basically, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi. And on the day Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi, he opened the doors wide. Rabbi Gamliel, who was the previous Nasi, had a shita that a person who isn't completely sincere, who's not Toichi Kibare, cannot enter the Beis HaMedrash. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah let everybody in. So there were many more Talmidim in the Beis HaMedrash, and there was much discussion and debate, and they decided many halachis on that day. Our Masechta, Idyos, or Edyos, is Lashon Rabbim of Edos, of witnesses. That's because a lot of the halachis that we're going to learn in this Masechta, we know because reliable Edom came before the Chachamim at Yavna. That's where the Sanhedrin was when this took place. What's interesting about Masechta's Idyos is that wherever we learned till now had to do with that Masechta. Shavuos is about the halachis of Shavuos. Makkos about the halachis of Makkos. Sanhedrin about the halachis that pertain to the Sanhedrin. And some side things that came in. But Masechta's Idyos is like a tour through the Torah. We're not discussing one specific topic. We're really discussing one specific day and the halachis of that day. Let's begin our Mishnah. Masechtas Idyos, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. In the first three Mishnayos of this Perik, we're going to see a machlokes between Shammai and Hillel, and that the Chachamim disagree with both of them. Remember, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is the yeshiva of Shammai and Hillel. But now we're like going back mamish to Shammai and Hillel themselves. Shammai Yomer Shammai says, Kol Hanashim Dayan Shatan. When a woman becomes Tamei, so she may have been Tamei for a long time already, she just didn't know till now. That means that whatever she touched till now could be Tamei also. So if a woman would find blood that would make her Tamei, how far back does she have to assume that she was Tamei? Shammai Yomer Shammai says, Kol Hanashim, for all women, Dayan, it's enough, Shatan, from the time that they realize they're Tamei. Shammai says we don't have to worry that they became Tamei sometime earlier. Anything they touch till now is considered Tahar. The Hillel, and Hillel says, Mepkida Lepkida, from the last time that she checked, Afil Yom Harba. Even if it was many days, so she checked last time whether she's Tamei or not, it doesn't make a difference. If it was 5 days ago, and we have to assume a worst-case scenario that maybe she became Tamei right after the last time she checked, and whatever she touched for the last 5 days is Tamei. Whereas the Chachamim say, Loike de Rezeh, Loike de Rezeh. We're not going to be so lenient like Shammai and say that she's only Tamei from this point and on. But we're not going to be so strict like Hillel and say that whenever the last time she checked, she'll be Tamei from that point. El rather, we're going to give two time periods, 24 hours and the last time she checks. Whichever is less, that's the amount of time that she's Tamei. El me'es le'es. And me'es le'es is a 24-hour time period. Ace means time. Me'es le'es. From this time to tomorrow, the same time. So me'es le'es, the 24-hour time period, mimametes al yad mipkida lipkida, takes away from the time between when she checked herself. In other words, if she checked herself 5 days ago, we're not going to say she's Tamei for the last 5 days. No, only the last 24 hours. But if she checked herself 12 hours ago, we don't say she's Tamei for the last 24 hours. We say only the last 12 hours. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, Kol Isha sheyesh la vest, a woman that has a fixed time that she becomes Tamei, let's say every 30 days, Dayashata, then it's enough for her to be considered Tamei from the time that she finds the Tumah. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, Hamishameshes be'edim. This refers to a time before a woman lives with her husband, she may check herself to see if she's Tamei or not. So the Mishnah is telling us, yes, she's supposed to check, and Herezu Kipikida. When she checks afterwards, that's considered a regular checking, which is Mametes Al-Yad Me'es Le'es, which means she won't be Tamei for the last 24 hours, only since the last time she checked, Val-Yad Mepkida Lepkida. And she also wouldn't have to go back until the last time she checked to see if she's Tamei in general, but we say that's checking is also good for this as well. So in our Mishnah we learned, a woman checks and finds out that she's Tamei. Shami says she's only Tamei from that point and on. Hillel says in the last time she examined herself, even if it was many days ago, the Chachamim say she's never Tamei more than 24 hours before. We don't consider what she touched more than 24 hours before she found herself Tamei to be Tamei. And even then, it's not always 24 hours. She examined herself before that, so it's only from the Pekida and on.